Just started.
Are you there? Started. Good morning to you.
Welcome to the Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live.
The big stories and headlines that are getting into
now. This is Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
It's 7:15 a.m. Nigerian time. This is Morning Crossfire with Femi D Live. Thank you for all you do. Well, right here, we're reviewing some of the biggest stories that are happening around the country from the weekend even till now. Police to embark on 2 weeks warning strike, March 26. Can you believe that? Well, that's the rider as you have it in the likes of New Telegraph for today. Other stories to follow through on this morning. Nigerian politics reeks of bigotry, tribalism, and others. It says fire me. About a PDP task INEC to comply with court verdict on Nwai Sack. Anxiety as students, parents await ASUU's decision on strike. After months of relief, soaring energy prices raises inflation fears. That's also in the news. You also find Oshibaja saying, Buhari and I have not had any religious dispute in 7 years. Drug war. NDLA nabs general overseer of popular Anambra church with drugs at Lagos airport. Father remanded in Edo for defiling 15-month-old daughter. APC convention. Listen to Buhari. Don't destroy our party. Mustafa Orji's feuding stakeholders. Other stories you want to also follow through on. Gunmen attack another burial ceremony in Anambra. Set vigilante vehicle ablaze. Solid Minerals revenue rises by 54% to 128 billion naira, the AT reports. Abuja natives vow, mother of all protests, threatening to block entry and exit points. Okay, this is on Mayora Palava. There was talks about a mayor for Abuja, but that was declined by the National Assembly. Now, the natives here in Abuja are saying there's going to be a mother of all protests, entry and exit points will be locked up on. Group Floyd's constitution amendment causes a charade. There's also PVCs. Onions Group warns INEC against selective registration. Malami denies exonerating Kari and says he only ordered for the probe. These and many more are part of the stories leading the way on Morning Crossfire for today.
Nothing breaks the news like the news. Trust me, I can prove it. I'm ready. Let's take on the biggest debates on radio, provide insights, experience, and build an unforgettable discussion together. I am Femi D.
I'm keeping up with you this very morning, reliably on the WhatsApp line. That's on 08099930137. We'll give the main lines a try as we go on as well, just to see if it's clear enough. If not, we'll have to stay faithfully to the WhatsApp portal. But just to get the number in, it's 07009510000. Oh, by the way, people have been asking me if I knew that was okay that called. I knew. I'm always hoping that he repents one day and gets himself to speak properly. But since he's not repenting and he's not conducting himself properly, I'm going to have to take the next step against you, Okwi. We've banned you, but it appears you're not complying. The next step doesn't have to be public, in knowledge of the public, but we have to be very clear that you can't use our platform against the rights and what we provided on. Okwi, again, I enjoy you. Do not call while you're still banned. But if you insist, well, they often say there are many other options available. Okay, good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
Good morning, welcome.
Yeah, Casey's on the line.
All right, Casey, it's good to hear from you.
I want to tell you for the matter. Yeah, I want to tell you for the matter, there's no complaint problem for any city because we're going to fight for 2023. Every week, we share some by some. I understand. So after Nkanu and Nkanu here before,
All right, thank you as well. Okay, that's how you're judging to be. Okay, interesting point of view. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show. It's good to have you on. What's your name, sir?
My name is Emmanuel.
Emmanuel, welcome to the show.
Calling the government, challenging the government to come for the debate. We are already tired of who is right and who is wrong. One thing that is very glaring to the people of Nigeria is children and children that I am this fight. You hear the God. And it is quite unfortunate. Then should the government and actually should know that well that they stop educational activity. They did not stop the age of the student. The age, their age is growing by day. And these are the same people that they will be waiting for to disqualify once they are more than 25 years of age. And that is the situation. We are in a situation in a country whereby a 100 years old man will be contesting for elected position, and then there is no law that is banning him. But if no self Nigeria who is just 25-50 years cannot just contest.
Yeah. Mm. All right. Interesting point of view. Thanks so much for sharing that with us. Okay, let's take on another call, okay? Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Good morning.
Yes, welcome. What's your name, sir?
My name is Edo Senta. I'm calling back.
Oh, okay. Yes, you were going to conclude your thoughts earlier, right?
Yes, about Madame, talking about Abakari, whatever you want to shade him off or whatever he's lying. Let Abakari face the law. He's a human being like me and you. He's not God. He's a human being. Let him face full weight of the law. I don't know what's going on in this country. If you're a security agent or whatever you are heading, and you saw your hand in oil, you dip your hand in oil, face the music. You face the music. It's as simple as that. And about the Ebo State governor. The point BDP is making is this. They said that you left the party, you left our party to APC with our mandate. People voted him in because he's a BDP man. And the INEC says that you cannot contest election unless with a political party.
My dear sir, I have to say thank you to you. Do you remember the line is shared so you can go on and on so that we can give
you
for
this?
You've been on for a while. Thank you for your time. Thank you so much for your time. Let's give room for others as well. Let's not extend too much time no occupying the line, but we can say only say thank you to you there. Good morning to you. Welcome to the show.
Hello, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Yeah, you said that the pastor was caught with
What's your name?
My name is Emeka Colette.
Let's move on. Good morning to you.
Hello.
Good, welcome.
Good morning, everybody.
How are you today?
I'm okay, are you?
Very well.
Yes, this is the comrade from Cuba.
All right, welcome, comrade.
Yeah. About the Anambra killing. Very soon we will match those that are behind all this. Remember some days back, we had a news that the IPOB have exposed those who are behind killing in the Sanji. So very soon we will know those that are behind. Then talking about power failure in the country. Remember the last admission of the Eyaradu and the Yata. The excess school money saved by the then government was used fix power. Both here as well and Jonathan. We saw power road map flag up in Lagos and Jonathan. We saw a lot of projects, power projects, really the network. Today, this APC government is about to finish their second term, 8 years. Look at the situation of power in Nigeria. I said it. They were not coming to do anything.
Thank you, Austin. That's Austin's assertion of the situation with regards to power sector and many other things. Good morning, Dr. Femi D. Okechukwu from Gwaripa. The so-called zoning in Enugu State was a transitional post in 1999 to give each other of the three zones an opportunity to produce a governor for an unbroken 8 years, which will be fully accomplished by 2023. So 2023, therefore, is open to all the first zone to clinch it, and it will kickstart the next zoning circle. Senator Ike Ekweremadu and indeed all zones should be encouraged to give it their best shot with their very best. Thanks. Okay, Okechukwu from Gwarinpa did write that in. All right, I have more messages, and I'd like to read more of those messages and more as we go on the show, but that would have to be after the break. Stay with us right here on Nigeria Info 95. Welcome to this part of the show. The lead is on. Let me take off the lead on quite a number of stories. The newsmakers are on, and few things will shock you this very morning. It's 7:34 a.m. Nigerian time. This is Morning Crossfire with me, Femi Daylight. Let me walk you through some of those stories gradually. Stay with me. Let's start off with Johnny this very morning with the response provided by the spokesman of the APC committee, now, as we have it, on the issues going on around the convention. Well, it makes it clear, against all odds, the convention would hold. Let's start from there. Take a listen to the response provided by the APC on their convention and the things to come.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Ismaila Ahmed, the spokesperson for APC Caretaker Committee, expressing himself on this, that the convention would hold. Now, while the convention talks about it holding, it looks like the unconventional conversations are also building up on the sideline. What do I mean? There's a group that has come out to say that there's a desperate attempt for Buni not to lead. In fact, the accusation is that there was a court injunction that was procured against Buni at the price worth of 2 billion naira. It's 5 billion naira. Take a listen to what this group is saying about Buni and the drama in the APC. Who knows? Who knows what this is about? Take a listen for yourself.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Court judgment through the plot is to secure a court judgment. A part of the new plot is to secure a court judgment through the back door that will sack the party's leadership from office. The scheme, which is heavily funded by a serving minister and presidential aspirant from the South Side, has earmarked close to 5 billion naira for this purpose. We have it on our own reliable information that, from our credible source, 5 billion naira has been earmarked to execute this plot. There have been an attempt at effecting a change in the leadership of the party, not on the strength or the interest of the party, but in furtherance of a blind ambition towards taking over the party structure through the back door in the build-up to the 2023 general elections. We wish to state that we have it on good authority that since the humiliation suffered by the sponsors of the failed leadership change in the party, there have been concerted efforts to use the instrument of the court to achieve their objectives of effecting a change in the leadership of the party. Friends, to raise public awareness of the plot undermine the efforts made by the Mala Buni leadership of the APC. We want to use this medium to send a note of warning to judges and justices in the legal profession to refuse to be used as pawns to truncate the democratic process in Nigeria. The implication of allowing themselves to be used by some APC governors indeed portends grave danger for the sustenance of democracy in Nigeria. However, we are confident in the judiciary integrity to stand for justice and equity.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Just when you think you can hold the situation together, like they say in Yoruba, they said, hold him, don't let him go into the market, don't let him go past the street. And then the madman goes all the way out into the market. And people often say things like, so who owns the madman? That's an idea that has always been around in Nigeria. Well, things are getting more messy by the day, and different level of, different level and conditioning is being brought out by different interest groups with regards to what they think it is. Okay, here's this group talking about 5 billion naira being possibly being put to get an injunction against Buni, led committee of the APC. Some of us thought we've moved past this, as at last week when the president was leaving the country, it appeared things were calming down, but no, not so. And by the way, it's not to say things are rosy on the other side. There are things actually also messy on that side of the divide as well, of interest as well. Okay, now, please take it easy as you listen to this next one. Well, in operation, what you call Operation Safe Corridor, the Nigerian Army has graduated 559 repentant Boko Haram fighters. And I use the word graduated because that's the best way I can explain this as we have it. So they were sworn to take some sort of allegiance, to have an understanding that they will not carry arms against Nigeria. But why am I explaining this? You should listen to it. This is the group of young men who were terrorists, who are now repentant terrorists, and now being reintroduced into the society. Let me describe a little bit of what they're putting on. Green cap, white hearts. Listen to their swearing in and also the comment made by the commandant in charge of the Operation Safe Corridor.
This is Morning Crossfire.
The Safe Corridor.
Operation Safe Corridor.
The Kemala City.
The Kemala City.
Kwami local government area of Kwami State.
Karamon Hukumar Kwami.
I under the arrest his hand.
Me,
you solemnly swear by the Holy Bible.
Naran said, Little Hirosaki.
That I will be faithful.
Zanzamo Megastia.
Obedient and committed to the Federal Republic of Nigeria.
The Biaya.
The Biaya.
Judge Church.
The
Kasata Nigeria.
In September 2015. President, Commander-in-Chief of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, President Muhammadu Buhari, GCFR, established Operation Safe Corridor to encourage willing and repentant Boko Haram members to surrender and go through a well-structured de-radicalization, rehabilitation, and reintegration program. This program began effectively in 2016 by a committee constituted by the Chief of Defense Staff to operationalize the mandate of the Commander-in-Chief. Consequently, personnel were drawn from 17 services, ministries, departments, and agencies to execute the concept of operation. Since the DR camp became fully operational, a total of 1,070 ex-combatants, otherwise referred to as clients, have successfully gone through the program and have been reintegrated into the society. This morning, another set of 559 clients will be graduating from the program, and they too will be reintegrated back to their communities subsequently.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Okay, that clearly tells you where things are. Of course, the Nigerian Army thinks with the program done and the way it's been done, they're repentant enough to be reintegrated into the society. 559 of them I'm presuming quite a resource. I know I saw the documents around Operation Safe Corridor some time back, and you know the whole goal of what there is, I should still have it. The whole goal of what it should be about and what there is to achieve. And here we are, we're looking at the situation unfold gradually, day by day. Reintegrating them, repenting is one, reintegrating them is another factor. On the sideline of that, a Russia-Ukraine conflict is going on, but I can also say to you, more Nigerians are due to arrive, even as we speak, back into the country. The ones that arrived over the weekend were given a $100, I presume, and a registered SIM card loaded with 5,000 naira to call or to settle down back into the country, pending the time things evolve, I presume. So there was the swearing in there and then done by the Nigerian Army, of course, alongside with other security operators for those repentant Boko Haram fighters, as one would easily allude to that. All right, wait for it. The Governor of Plateau State, Simon Lalong, has been talking about zoning, and he says it's a masterpiece arrangement, but however, there's no time. This masterpiece arrangement of zoning has never been short of controversy. Here's what he explained.
This is Morning Crossfire.
This is a matter, it's a discussion about, I would say, about interests. It is very obvious that you have a lot of people coming together with different interests. At the end of the day, what you do is that majority interests will really flow and carry the day. Now, even as it is, yes, some governors are saying they don't want zoning. They are contesting for election, not only in APC. There are also some in PDP who have said it's the same issue. And that is why politics is a beautiful game. That's why I would say that in politics, where you see thunderstorm and you believe that it is going to rain, it's possible if they sit down, if they will stop that rain.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Not every thunderstorm produces rain, at least in the arena of politics. Governor Simon Lalong, who is the governor of Plateau State and also the chairman of Northern Governors Forum, explains not all governors want no zoning, but then you may hear all kinds of machinations in disagreement. But at the end of the day, with all the noise and the unsettling moments you may record, it doesn't mean that hell will break loose. Well, let's see about this next story in this one. Now, Governor of Rivers State, Yesen Wike, has made some very strong comments, and I do hope it was well informed before he made this comment. He's made some very strong comments about the troubled governor of Ebonyi State, Governor Nwanyi. Why do I say this? Well, let me allow you to listen to this, and then you tell me what you think about his comment. Just listen. He made comments about Governor of Ebonyi State, Governor Nwanyi, and, well, what is going on with him?
This is Morning Crossfire.
You know for sure that PDP will continue this matter. That the Supreme Court will continue. Governor Nwanyi, you know for sure that PDP will continue this matter. That the Supreme Court will continue with the matter. We will not say no for it. We will. So don't be saying you know those words. There are nothing that those words. We are PDP people. We went to court. So don't say people behind you. Who's behind? It's not PDP, it's Obia. I'm not a member of PDP. So I should say against my party, I will not do that. So don't be, if you want to call them, call them. Nobody should be afraid of this thing they are talking about. That we will help people who are responsible. Who told you that we are not responsible? You don't talk to those who are afraid of who? I'm involved. You can't take what our property I say was in close that mouth, I can't close that mouth. I say those right behind it. PDP is behind it. We are all PDP members. If they are friends, don't want to tell you, me, I'm involved.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Clear enough, I presume. Governor Wike says he's behind, as we at this party, the PDP is behind the travails of Ebonyi State Governor Nwanyi, on that subject. Okay, but that was not the only comment he was also making, his own assertion on. He talked about the Constitution Amendment and the independence of the judiciary. Well, here we go. Take a listen to it for yourself.
This is Morning Crossfire.
This is an amendment that was made by the National Assembly. And by the Commonwealth, this is a party that talks about independence and division. This is a government that talks about autonomy and division. And I told Nigeria that all these things are fake. They don't mean it. They want the situation why they got not to bully the division. What about the Senate? The Senate killed the amendment and then the welfare of the judiciary. Killed it. So it's so unfortunate. These are people saying they want independence of the judiciary. These are people saying they want the autonomy of the judiciary. And the same people killed the bill of amendment concerning the welfare of the judicial officers. Then how can they be independent? There's no wonder one of the governors can make a reckless statement accusing a judge because of the government. It's only in this country you can see that. And that's why they don't want the independence of judicial. So that they can come up any day and bully them and do all kinds of things and threaten them. If everybody wants the autonomy of judicial, the country will not be in support of killing the amendment that has to talk about welfare of judicial officers.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Stephen still staying on the lane of saying even more. He turned on some of his own party politicians, in expressing himself and talking about weakest comments about the other state governor, Governor Obaseki, and his deputy. You remember those two are also having their own measure of trial out there in Edo State about who leads the party structure in Edo State. Here's some of those truth about what he said, or should I say his own version of the truth.
This is Morning Crossfire.
I think that's not what I said this as one of the leaders of our party. You know, this is the thing I'm talking about, impunity. You see, in our party, I was in my face when I was reading and watching what a deputy governor granting in the media. A deputy governor threatening the party. That's the alternative to PDP. This is the same deputy governor that they were kneeling down to beg for us to give them umbrella. Today, on the F country, to threaten PDP. Such a shame. These are the same people. When they were denied ticket under APC, they were only helter-skelter, begging everybody to give them umbrella. And we gave them umbrella. We went and measured the fact that they won that election. Today, that deputy governor will be ranting. A deputy governor will come out on television to tell PDP the authority. I have written to the national chairman of the party. If they don't consider this kind of committee against the deputy governor, I will invoke the sanctions of the party and I will measure a most disciplined deputy governor. He said, I lost his election at local government. Who were they doing? He lost. And he will come out on television to threaten the party, the alternative.
This is Morning Crossfire.
Just where you think politics has a permanent position, you'll soon find out it moves. Well, Governor Yesen Wike there, turning on the state governor, who are members of his party, and his deputy, Philip Shuaib, and he's strongly has a worded, perspective to what the deputy governor of the state has been talking about. Remember, I did share a little bit of their position last week where they said, well, the governor of the state is the leader of the party, but the people in the state don't want to cede, that much strength or power to somebody who just joined in his last election for him to possibly dictate what happens within the party. All right, let me take a break. After this break, that sacks the community and renders people homeless, then repent, does that take away the offense committed? At what point will the law be activated against them? That's not good. Forgive the terrorist, but he who does the crime should do the time. That way, it will encourage more people to sin and ask for forgiveness. Sarah Hope from Lube did write in that line of thought. Oh, I agree with you. It's worthy of consideration. Who else now? Who is behind the appointed Governor Dikambi from the party that he won the election to another? Is it not the APC leaders? What's now so special about Wike saying that he and other PDP leaders are behind the removal of the appointed governor who went to court for the removal? Is it not PDP? Was anyone reading any minute to it? Buchi had that to say. All right, interesting point of view you've all shared. Stay with me. I'll be back after the break to round up this segment of the show. This is Morning Crossfire with Femdi Live.